Thanks to Colin Non-Levinsky Valley and the Lost Mine with the Iron Door Restaurant. This is the snow report for Monday, the 7th of January, 2013. 26 to 28 inches of well-packed snow in the ground and all runs are open.
This is one of the first calls Tucson skiers make after a good winter storm, like the ones that passed through southern Arizona recently. It's the Mount Lemmon Snow Report hotline, and it gives information on skiing conditions for Ski Valley. The summit is over 9,000 feet above sea level and can receive up to 180 inches of snow on a good year.
On a normal good season, we'll open right around Christmas, and we'll go through March and into early April on a good year.
Graham Davies is area manager for Mount Lemmon Ski Valley. He says the facilities are small, but with the right weather conditions, the skiing and snowboarding can be excellent, and locals flock to the mountain.
Capacity, it really just depends on the parking facilities. You know, we fill up pretty quick, and once we're full, we're full.
Parking is tight, and visitors are advised to carpool. However, for those that can make it up the mountain after a good storm, the payoff can be a day of excellent skiing.
It was beautiful. The sun was out, yet it was nice and chilly. The powder was great. Everything we hit was fantastic today.
Conditions are awesome. It's really powdery, and it's fun. You're never going to get hurt. I keep falling.
Just about everyone we encountered on the mountain agreed that the skiing and snowboarding was excellent.
I'm done, man. I'm beat.
But what some are surprised to find out is that Ski Valley is located less than 30 miles from Tucson city limits.
It's great. I didn't realize it when I moved to Tucson that there was such a great slope right here. And every year since, I've been coming up snowboarding. It's fantastic. Like I said, there's better than Snowball today. And I've grew up snowboarding at Snowball and Sunrise, and Mount Lemmon's fantastic. Ski Valley's fresh powder when you get snow. We're probably coming up Sunday or Monday again.
Bridget Bauer is a student at the University of Arizona. She says she had no idea that Tucson had such great skiing available so close.
The drive up is so funny because it's like 80 degrees down there and cacti and everything, and you come up here and it's like 8 feet of powder somewhere over there. It's really nice.
Snow conditions can be characterized as unpredictable, and there are times when there isn't enough snow to open the slopes. But area manager Graham Davies says they make the most of what Mother Nature delivers.
Definitely a boost for us, and you know, just having this many people on the mountain, I'm sure it's an economic boost for, you know, the businesses in Summer Haven also.
Ski Valley is closed this Tuesday and Wednesday, but they reopen on Thursday.
Remember, Ski Valley is for skiing and snowboarding.
You can call their Ski Report hotline for conditions on the mountain anytime.
Drive very carefully on the Catalina Highway, and we'll see you on the slope.
I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.